Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. The Supreme Court yesterday declared null and void a parliamentary resolution last April that had called on the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General to abstain from taking legal action over the findings of a report into the defunct Citizenship by Investment program. The top court said the House had overstepped its bounds and acted in contravention of the Constitution. The House had called on Attorney General Yorgos Savvidis and Deputy Attorney General Savas Angelidis personally to rescue themselves from the process of assessing any criminal, disciplinary or administrative liability arising out of the Golden Passports affair. Both Savvidis and Angelidis had served as cabinet members for some of the time covered by the interim report, which the House saw as a potential conflict of interest. MPs have begun discussing the sensitive issue of legalising euthanasia to offer people the choice of what Agel MP Irini Karalambidis described as death with dignity. The debate on the controversial subject started yesterday and was attended by representatives of the Health Ministry, the Bar Association, the Medical Association, the National Bioethics Committee, the Holy Synod and academics. Saying that many countries have already instituted euthanasia following court rulings, Karalambidis explained that this is not a choice between life and death, but a choice between a painful, torturous death and a death with dignity. She added the committee aims to establish a strict legal framework which will determine the specific cases where the legislation will be applied. She gave the example of people diagnosed with incurable diseases and are faced with imminent and inevitable death. The Health Ministry has amended the test to stay policy in schools following its launch yesterday after teachers complained they were exhausted by all the changing COVID measures. The ministry initially announced that mobile testing units for close contacts of positive COVID cases would be at all schools, but they later seemed to have realized the practical difficulties involved and announced they would operate in just over half of all schools. Students from other schools will be able to visit the sites together with their guardians before lessons start in the morning. According to the Health Ministry's announcement, the sites will operate from 7 to 8 a.m. Nurses will undertake the testing procedures and no teachers would be involved, the Secondary School Teaching Union said. In other COVID news, one death from the virus and 2,815 new infections were reported yesterday. The death was of a woman aged 87. The National Unity Party, UBP, received the most votes during early parliamentary elections held in the north on Sunday, with its leader saying yesterday he was ready to form a coalition administration. Turnout had been expected to be low and reached just 57.27% of voters. UBP got the most votes with 39.54%, followed by the Republican Turkish Party, or CTP, with 32.04%. UBP leader Fayez Sukuoglu said he will form a new coalition with the economy as first priority, following a very difficult time due to the devaluation of the Turkish lira, the pandemic and power outages. In other news, Auditor General Odysseas Michailidis has again called on the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation to mend its spendthrift ways, stop wasting taxpayers' money, and cease trying to bend public sector rules on hiring and promotions. In a special report on the public broadcaster, the auditor said the CYBC continues expanding its payroll despite running deficits. The report said that at the last check, CYBC's total liabilities exceeded its assets by 131.65 million euro, while its working capital was in the red to the tune of 7.43 million euro, while the organization's ability to continue operating relies on continuing state grants. And finally, the weather. The Elpis weather system from Greece continues to bring below average temperatures, storms and snow, with yet another yellow weather warning in place until 4 p.m. today. Temperatures fell to 2 degrees Celsius inland and minus 7 degrees Celsius in Drodos during the night. Today temperatures are expected to range from 10 to 12 degrees Celsius inland and minus 4 degrees Celsius in the mountains. And temperatures will drop further on Wednesday as a second wave of Elpis cold front hits the island. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.